U.S. retail sales indicate the Fed has a lot more work to do to bring down inflation. By John Carney on August 17, 2022. The sharp decline in gasoline prices and a fall in sales of motor vehicle purchases left retail sales flat for July, but consumer activity at other types of businesses picked up, a troubling sign for the Federal Reserve's campaign to bring down inflation. Sales across the retail sector in July were flat with the prior month, the Commerce Department said Wednesday. Compared with a year ago, sales are up 10.1%. A big part of the flatlining was due to falling sales at gas stations, similar to the way gas prices kept the headline inflation figure announced last week flat. Excluding gas stations, retail sales rose 0.4% in July. Sales of motor vehicles and parts were down 1.7% for the month, despite a big increase in the production of cars and trucks reported by the Federal Reserve Tuesday. Excluding autos and gasoline, sales were up 0.7%. Compared with a year ago, retail sales minus gas and autos are up 9.3%. Retail sales excluding gas and autos have grown month to month in every month this year, an unusually long unbroken period of growth. This has helped feed inflation in consumer prices. The retail sales figures are seasonally adjusted but not adjusted for inflation. Sales rose 0.2% at furniture stores and 0.4% at electronics stores. Sales were up a robust 1.5% at home improvement and garden centers. Grocery store sales rose 0.2%, which was less than the 1.3% month-to-month inflation reported for the year. This indicates households are paying more but buying less. The annual gain in grocery store sales is 9.2%, also below the 13.2% year-to-year gain in prices. Sales were up 0.1 point in the category that covers bookstores, hobby stores, and sporting goods stores. Gas station sales fell 1.8% in July, but they are up 39.8% from a year ago. Sales at general merchandise stores fell 0.7%. Within that category, department store sales fell 0.5%. Apparel retailers saw sales drop 0.6%. This figure is even worse when viewed in light of prices dropping 0.1%. Combined, the figures suggest that sales were extremely weak at clothing stores. Sales were up 0.1 point at bars and restaurants. Compared with a year ago, however, sales are up 11.6%. Sales were strong at non-store retailers, which includes online sales. These were up 2.7% in July, boosted by Amazon's Prime Day, and are up 20.2% compared with last year. The overall picture indicates that the fall in gas prices has boosted purchases at home-oriented merchants, including furniture stores, electronic stores, and home improvement stores. There's little indication, however, that consumer demand has cooled significantly. That suggests that the Federal Reserve's rate hikes have not yet put significant downward pressure on consumer inflation. Very likely a robust jobs market. The U.S. economy added 528,000 jobs in July and unemployment fell to 3.5%, continues to support consumer spending, even if the appetite for big-ticket items like cars and houses is fading. This increases the likelihood that the Fed will have to tighten monetary policy enough to trigger a substantial increase in unemployment to bring down inflation.